Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and I apologize for my voice. I know I sound very husky today, but for some reason I just have a little scratchy thing going on. So that's what's going on today. So we're going to talk. We mentioned Marvin a little bit before, the NFL player that happened to think he didn't have any trauma, no concussions, until he remembered that he was in college at the University of Utah and was driving from Utah to California in the snow, and his car skidded off mountain road, and he fell 150 feet to a riverbed below and was knocked unconscious, and his friends had to drag him out of the car so he wouldn't drown. Yeah, so that was a little refresher. So Marvin is his name, Marvin before and after. So all of the players that undergo extensive cognitive testing, now this is once again from Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, book by Dr. Daniel Amen. All of the players that undergo extensive cognitive testing, all of their players go through extensive cognitive testing, and Marvin's general cognitive testing was not good. What Marvin had going for him was a great personality and a willingness to do the things that Dr. William Meyer and Dr. Amen asked him to do. They asked Marvin to lose weight. He was a sugar addict who ate frosting right out of the can. What's wrong with that? They also gave him supplements that worked through multiple mechanisms, hyperbaric oxygen therapy to boost oxygen to his brain, and had him increase his exercise. 2 years later, his brain looks dramatically younger, as does he. He has lost 20 pounds, and his cognitive scores have improved by as much as 300%. Typically, the brain becomes less active and less efficient with age. Marvin's brain, like many of the retired NFL players in their study, became more active and more efficient. So there is hope. Here's another testimonial, Fred. Dr. Amen has dozens of great testimonials and emails from the players that he's worked with. One of his favorites came from Fred Dreyer, the famous Los Angeles Ram defensive tight end who later became an actor and television star of the popular show Hunter. With the program, and this is Fred Dreyer talking here. With the program supplements and certainly with the neurofeedback sessions themselves, I've replaced a part of me that over time had slowly slipped away. It is very odd to describe the feeling, but it is while going through the program I noticed mental energy and speed of thought and cognition that I recognized I had lost. Playing a contact sport for so many years did so much cumulative damage, it actually mesmerized me into noticing the slow progression of brain function loss. It was only when I began to feed my brain with the supplements and at the same time go through the neurofeedback sessions that I began to notice just how far my brain function had slipped. I wish I had knowledge of this science and technology while I was playing professional football. It would have helped prevent all of what has been lost over the years. And it's not just athletes, soldiers too. While deployed in Afghanistan in 2008, Captain Patrick Caffrey, a combat engineer officer, was in the middle of phasing in new physically armored vehicles. These are the vehicles all of our troops ride in today. One thing about them, he said, they could take an enormous blast and you'd be able to walk away unscathed, or so we thought. One of the many tasks of the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, Combat Engineer Platoon, was to conduct route clearance. And I'm going to tell you what that is in just a second. Okay. And that is the intense mission of taking mine detectors and other special detection equipment on roads laden with mines and improvised explosive devices, or IED. Captain Caffrey's mission was to find and clear them from the road so that logistics convoys and the infantry could move freely. At the time, he did not know a thing about traumatic brain injuries, TBIs, despite having had 5 or 6 concussions in his life from sports and other injuries. In his ignorance, he said to one of his sergeants, am I screwed up because I kind of want to get blown up? I mean, not get hurt, just blown up and walk away. The sergeant said he had the same thoughts on his own. Must be a Marine thing. Little did they know that they'd be together in the same vehicle for more than one blast. This redefines the saying, be careful what you wish for. Before he left Afghanistan, Captain Caffrey survived 3 blasts that caused concussions, but he thought he felt okay. After all, he reasoned, many others were much worse off than he was. However, his personality began to change. He became prone to angry outbursts, which was a new thing for him. Upon arriving home, the changes became so pronounced. In Patrick's words, I was more irritable than ever. I had intense headaches, trouble focusing and concentrating, particularly listening to what people were saying, trouble with memory, and an inability to sleep. I was rude and nasty to people, and the worst part was that I didn't really know just how much I had changed. Patrick decided to have SPECT imaging at Amon's clinic. Boy, did I underestimate the value of actually looking at the brain when you have a big problem, Patrick said. They saw the damage to his right temporal lobe, which explained his behavioral and cognitive changes, headaches, decreased inability to focus and to concentrate, and memory issues. We also targeted our rehabilitation program to his specific brain issues. He said, I felt a dramatic difference right away. I felt more mentally sharp and focused than ever. So what does all this mean to you? You've heard about Marvin. You've heard about all these other individuals, the athletes, the Marines, all the military guys. So why should you care about the brains of these retired gladiators? Now, if we can prove the brains of retired NFL players who've had tens of thousands of hits to their heads and soldiers exposed to violent blasts, imagine the benefit you can get with a brain-healthy program. Even if you've been bad to your brain, becoming a brain warrior can literally slow down and, in some cases, reverse the aging process. We've seen people improve from brain damage, infection, strokes, oxygen deprivation, substance abuse, and toxic exposure. SPECT scans give us a sense of how much reserve the brain has and how much improvement is possible. So now we're going to start into the brain warrior diet. Eat right to think right. Your brain uses 20 to 30% of the calories you consume. It's the most expensive real estate in your body. Because of this, one of the most important things you can do for your brain and personal health is to get your nutrition right. There is simply no way around it. You can exercise all you want, think all the right thoughts, meditate, and take dietary supplements, but if you continue to eat highly processed foods laden with sugar, bad fats, and salt, and made from ingredients grown with pesticides, flavored with artificial sweeteners, colored with artificial dyes, and treated with artificial preservatives, there's just no way to keep your brain and body working at their peak. If your food is not the best, you will never be your best. This chapter is about helping you make the best choices to serve your brain and your body. So here we go. If you start making better food choices today, you will quickly notice that you have more energy, better focus, a better memory, better moods, and even a flatter tummy. A number of new studies have reported that a healthy diet is associated with significantly lower risk of Alzheimer's disease and depression. Plus, what really surprises most people is that when they decide to get healthy, their food options get better, not worse. It's the start of a wonderful relationship with food. When it comes to food, so many people are like how I used to be, or how Dr. Amon used to be, a yo-yo. Crave bad food, overeat it, feel lousy, and hate yourself in the process. It is way too much drama. When you decide to get healthy and get control of your food, you will eat better than ever, and it will affect everything in your life in a positive way. In Dr. Amon's experience, when you get your diet right, it also has the potential to carry over to help other people in your family, community, place of worship, and workplace. He has seen this happen repeatedly in his own practice and in his work with corporations and churches. His wife, Tana, has written several amazing cookbooks to help support their patients and readers in their efforts to get healthy. And, of course, he gets to try everything first. He loves her breakfast protein smoothies, lentil soup, rack of lamb, and turkey bolognese. He feels smarter when he eats fresh wild salmon, and he can't get enough of Tana's stuffed red bell peppers. He doesn't want fast or poor quality food anymore because it makes him feel tired and stupid. He wants the foods that help him stay sharp, and he wants that for you too. Contrary to what most people think, eating in a brain-healthy way is not more expensive, it is less expensive. Your medical bills will be lower and your productivity will go way up. And what price can you put on feeling amazing? Your mindset here is critical. Ultimately, eating right is not about deprivation. It is about abundance. You will realize that giving in to bad food cravings is indeed sabotaging your health, and it's definitely not the sign of a rational mind. There's a biopsychosocial spiritual approach to feeding your brain. Now, in this section, we're going to give you a four circles approach to feeding your brain. Biological, 9 rules of brain-healthy eating, 52 best brain-healthy superfoods, how to manipulate your mind with food, foods to boost mood, focus, motivation, and memory, how to heal your gut to boost your brain, psychological ways to make your thoughts around food helpful instead of hurtful, how to break hurtful psychological food patterns from the past, social, the health of the people with whom you eat significantly influence your longevity, spiritual, honoring your food, and respecting and replenishing food resources and sources for generations to come. Now, that is a whole range of topics that we're going to go over. Let's see, that's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. That's 2 weeks worth of podcasts right there that we're going to talk about, each individual one. So I am very excited to get into the Dr. Amen's information, and especially when we start getting into the specifics, because we're going to see how that overlaps with what Dr. Bredesen has pointed out in the RECODE protocol. Hopefully my voice will be restored to its natural peppy self soon. But I don't know, maybe somebody out there likes the deep raspy voice. I don't know. But it's going to be exciting, and we're going to see a lot of parallels, a lot of similarities, and I think that it's going to be a really great opportunity to come up with your own custom-made diet plan that is for you or for your loved one. I'm just trying to give you as many options as possible so that if there are things, and maybe if you're a caregiver, the person that you're taking care of is very picky. And I'm just going to keep going through, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, we're going to go over Dave Asprey's, the creator of the Bulletproof Diet and Bulletproof Coffee and the Bulletproof Labs. We're going to talk about his information, and I'm hoping that something that we talk about, either Dr. Bredesen's work, Dr. Amen's work, Mr. Asprey's work, any of that, and we're going to find even more biohackers out there and start talking about what they do. Hopefully we'll find something that is something that your person, either if it's you or it's a person that you care about that you're taking care of, that they'll actually eat and be excited about. Because the more information, the better, because you never know what's going to hit home with you. We are still accepting people on the wait list for the Brain Builders Masterclass group, and we are honored to have one of Dr. Berg's certified keto coaches that is answering questions in the Facebook group as we speak. They, just posting the questions in there, and then she's going to post a video response. Plus, she's going to do a quick summary of the ketogenic diet. And the KetoFlex 12-3 diet that Dr. Bredesen recommends, that's just a different spin on the keto diet. And we've talked about that in earlier episodes. If you want to join the wait list, the link is in the description of the podcast, or you can go to bit.ly/waitlistbb, as in waitlist brain builders. Really appreciate you sticking with me and getting this great information, because it really is so important. And I'm planning on reopening registration for our next Brain Builders Masterclass. There's just a few other things that I need to finish up with the beta group to kind of see where they think that the class should go. I've got a list of people now that want to participate and contribute their expertise, so we're going to see how that's going to work. But I am excited to get it available and out to you as soon as possible. I hope you have a phenomenal day and a phenomenal week, and we will talk to you next time.